Mesechtes Chagiga Daf Chav Hey Begin Amud Beis Begin Tezmata Begins the Gemara Chav Amarot Shirusha Zavim. Granted, Chaver and Amarot to inherit their father, which Mastin in Perek Vav did Ma'ay. It's a Mishnah in the sixth Perek in Mesechtes Ma'ay. Now, Pish Rashi explains Tam Shal Mishnah Zubet Tam Bread. The reason of this Mishnah is all depends on the concept of selection, which is Mekara Hu Radava. Originally, it was verified She'el Luchelkoi Nafel that this fell to his portion, and that's if it's one min. So you could say brer of b'shnei min, but two different types. Lemin hover adav, you can't say which actively is verified. So to explain another mission, but they gave an achir shershes avin. When you have a convert and a gentile that inherited their father, he could say tolat avay dezor. You take the idolatry, and yet Moshe, I'm take the money. Just like brer hasim, because you see when it's the same thing, you would say the concept of brer. Now, the problem is, Vayikosh Lamari, this is difficult to my teacher, because keeping this time Mishnah is Libreiro, since this is anonymous Mishnah. And Rashi explained it's based on the concept of Libreiro. So, teach me a little Rabbi Yechana. This should be difficult to Rabbi Yechana, that he says, Achad Shachok Lukuch Hussein, that brothers that divide, they're considered consumers. And Umarzin was able to give back the properties every Yevil, because Alma Embray, obviously, he holds, there's no Breiro. What do you mean? You have a Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah, that Rabbi Yechana holds, that you can measure Halach Stam Mishnah, which says, yes, Breiro. If they give it until they divide it, Mukhid Rabbi Rabbi explains, Rabbi reviewed the Kravasi, the Amar that says, that the brothers who divide, Metz Yersh and Metz Lakuchas, the half Yerusha, half Lakuchas, Amashavkalu. Obviously, you see they're in doubt, Yesh Breir Lai. But what do you mean? We have a Mefurish Mish that says that there is Breir. Now, regarding this, that someone purchased wine from the Kutim and the Mai, likely true, that's not difficult. The Shaminim and Obrero, that, oh, they we see Brero, in other words, he's asking questions from our story. He says, that wouldn't be a difficult opinion, because doesn't have Achrina, Ika, Shemifaj Devar Behedya. There is a different reason, because he explicitly says his intent. But regarding Yerusha, which is automatic, so meaning when you specify, that's as if you said that it was for that intention. So that's nothing to do with the concept of Breyer, but Yerusha, which is automatic, which does not depend on the person's intention. So therefore, that would be something that you wouldn't say necessarily the brothers who divide are Yerusha, unless you say because the concept of Breyer. And therefore, that would be a difficulty regarding that you do see the concept of Breyer. And we find such a svar being mechalik if it's memelo or if it's was actively done. And v'chitim, if you're going to say the rabbanim, what you're biyuchin is a brayer. Oh, when it comes to just going back to the question that we see the stam mishnah as brayer, how could biyuchin say there's no brayer? And if you're going to say, oh, because by the rabbanim, biyuchin agrees this like brayer, and those mishnayos of demaya are from rabbinic law. So it says you can't say that because Hashemin Lam Bishul Bei, we learn at the end of Bei on the Flam Zemeh is Imbre, we say there's no Bei even by Tchumen, which is rabbinic. Now, Omiwa, however, Kama Stami Mishnai is the Metzinu Ede Imbre. We do find many anonymous Mishnais that hold there's no Bei. But Bekama Kama Spluk the Tanoi, many places we find this Mokhlegis Tanoi, Perek, Bekama Arvin, and even the Flam Zemeh Bei is the Dachik Lasui Tan de Breiro. The problem is that they're trying to find the Tanah who says Breiro, Lemaisahach, why didn't I bring our Mishnah? Because the Gemara prefers to bring a Tana that was explicitly mentioned. And also better to find a Tana that's from Erev Tchumah, which that's what the Sugya there is discussing over there. The person could blow base a plas and walk. Says explaining himself, what's the Chiddush of really Pesach? It's every mitzvah you're allowed to, but that's because you even remain Tahor when you're going for the Karm Pesach. Where he purifies his tevel to go ahead and take nesachim in it. Where Pirush Rashi explains, ultimately it means the ikka kodesh of truma the mehemen that inside this kodesh and truma therefore he's believed because the name of the truma of kakanim he's believed regarding the truma and the jug but make the mehemen kodesh because he believed regarding the kachim shekinai who love because it's disgraceful in kakanim shahoyi boy hikdish utmeim that if you're telling me that the hikdish it's okay but the jug that's holding it would be tummy that would be disgraced. Chay says, Tim, it's a wonder now. Because Dimkin, that's the case, I might not catch him. So why are we saying that they're believed on the jugs 7 days before? Even all year round. But now we learn the Mishnah that says, if he says, if I put in the Rebbe's Kodesh, he's believed. And that's all year round. So the Tinsur Bukhan says, no, but there's a difference. Because the Hachamayish Yichdul in the Sachem, Kishit Sachem, and here it's only where he designated for the Sachem, and he's going to need it. But it's not really Hekdash per se. But Hachamayish Yichdul in the Sachem, Kishit Sachem, and he's going to need it. But it's not really Hekdash per se. It was already Makdash all year round, but here would be only in the 70 days before.